Greetings, and welcome back to our new Standing Watch program. Last week I mentioned to you how serious our present economy is. And today I'd like to continue with that theme and give you some more additional facts. The reason I'm doing that is because it doesn't help anyone to just ignore the problems. And when the disaster strikes, and believe you me, it will strike, to stand there unprepared. So notice what was written in the Associated Press on August 15. Regulators on Friday shut down Colonial Bank Group, Inc., a big lender in real estate development that marked the biggest U.S. bank failure this year, and a small bank in Pennsylvania, Dwelling House. The closures boosted to 74 the number of federally insured banks that have failed in 2009. The FDIC estimates that the cost to the deposit insurance fund from the failure of Dwelling House will be $6.8 million. The failure of Colonial is expected to cost the deposit insurance fund an estimated $2.8 billion. Then it goes on to say that the deposit insurance fund now stands at its lowest level since 1993, $13 billion as of the first quarter. It also says that the number of banks on the FDIC's list of problem institutions leaped to 305 in the first quarter from 252 in the fourth quarter. And the FDIC expects U.S. bank failures to cost the insurance fund around $70 billion through 2013. The May closing of struggling Florida thrift bank United FSB is expected to cost the insurance fund $4.9 billion, the second largest hit since the financial crisis began. Now, here are the facts, but unless we connect the dots, we still don't get the real terrible picture. So let's connect the dots. Let's do some math. Let's point out what actually was said in this article. You see, if the FDIC had only $13 billion in its insurance fund in its first quarter, but if the bailout of Florida's Bank United in May will cost $4.9 billion, the bailout of Pennsylvania's Dwelling House $6.8 million, and of Colonial Bank $2.8 billion, then the fund would be at a level of approximately just about $6.4 billion. But remember, as we have read, there are 305 banks which are on the list as troubled banks. So for you to take the mask and to do the mask, you can figure out that it only takes about two or three more banks, major banks, to fail, and then there's no more money left in the insurance fund. Now, the government could just put money in, right? It's not that easy. Notice what was stated in Reuters on Friday, August 21. It says the Obama administration will raise its 10-year budget deficit projection to approximately $9 trillion from $7 trillion in a report to be published next week. It goes on to say that the White House Budget Office will also lower its deficit forecast for this fiscal year, which ends September 30, to $1.58 trillion from $1.84 trillion. Trillion next week. Notice, after removing $250 billion set aside for bank bailouts. So rather than setting this money aside to bail out some more banks, that's going to be no longer available. This article also says that politically the deficit has been an albatross to Obama, who is pushing forward with plans to overhaul the U.S. healthcare industry, an initiative that could cost up to $1 trillion over 10 years, and other promises. Many economists, the article says, think it is unlikely the government can curtail spending, which means taxes would have to go up to cover the rising costs of providing retirement and health care benefits, especially to aging Americans. Now, that's one possibility. Here is another one. The Financial Times wrote on August 21. The U.S. government already has a difficult trick to pull off. It must finance spending this year that will be almost double tax receipts, while reassuring buyers of treasuries that printing dollars is only a temporary measure. If so, retaining the confidence of debt buyers worried about unsustainable borrowing will require cutting entitlements to Social Security and health care for America's aging population. So either you raise taxes or you cut. That's on top of the possibility that our funds, which kind of helps the depositors to get money from the banks if the banks fail, is pretty much zero if a couple more banks fail. So central bankers from all over the world have visited and have met, according to an article dated August 20 by the Financial Times, in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And this article points out that for the most part, central bankers appear to be taking a sober view and sticking to their forecasts of a long and slow climb out of the economic morass we are in. BBC wrote on August 21 that China reduced its holdings of U.S. government debt by the largest margin in nearly 9 years in June. And it says that our correspondent in Shanghai says that China fears the stimulus efforts will fuel inflation in the United States, reducing the value of the dollar. And then it goes on to say that China has said it would like to establish an alternative to the U.S. dollar as the world's favored currency for foreign exchange reserves. That was echoed by an article which was published by Bloomberg on August 19, saying Pacific Investment Management Company, the world's biggest manager of bond funds, said the dollar will weaken as the U.S. pumps massive amounts of money into the economy. The greenback is losing its status as the world's reserve currency. There is no viable immediate alternative to the U.S. dollar for now, as the euro region lacks a political union. Well, that's for now. But Europe is uniting. Europe is going to bring about a political union. And when that happens, there is going to be an alternative to the dollar, and that is the euro. My friends, the euro is already the strongest currency in the world right now. It will be replacing the dollar. How can I say that? Because the Bible has very clearly prophesied that the United States of America is going to fall, and Europe is going to rise. If you want to know more about what is really going to happen, don't listen to those forecasters who tell you America is going to rise again and becoming the most leading nation in the world. That is not going to happen, at least not for a while, at least not before Jesus Christ returns. Our free booklet, The Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord, tells you in detail what is prophesied to happen. And what we are seeing in the world right now, what we are seeing in the United States right now, is exactly as it is prophesied. But this book, it also tells you how you individually and personally can be spared from the disaster to come, which is going to come just prior to the return of Jesus Christ, which is imminent. I'm not talking about some kind of a secret rapture to heaven. I'm talking about real protection here on earth. You need to know those facts. Don't be like the proverbial ostrich putting the hand in the head in the sand and say, oh, well, you know, I don't need to know those problems. They'll go away. Christ told you to watch and to pray always that you are going to be worthy to escape all these things which will surely come to pass, and to stand in front of the Son of Man when he returns. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.